Pure Heart Ministries. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I just want to say glory to God. And we're not going to be on long tonight because we know that this is a holiday and people are, you know, basically cooking out and doing what they do. But since today is Memorial Day, I just wanted to say that, you know, we thank God for the soldiers that gave their lives for our country, those soldiers that are fighting for our freedom, the soldiers that have gone before and fought for our freedom. But I want to give honor to Jesus Christ on tonight because he died on the cross for our freedom so that we might have life, so that we might have eternal life. And if we read in the book of 1 John chapter 5, we will find that there is no life outside of Jesus Christ. There is no life outside of the Son of God. So I wanted to just remember Jesus on tonight because He did die for our sins, and he got up and rose again on the third day so that we might have the right to the tree of life, so that our names could be written in the Lamb's book of life. So I just want to just give honor to him on tonight. You know, we should honor him every single day, but I want to give honor to him on tonight and just tell Jesus, thank you. Thank you. I remember the things that you've done for us to give us life. I thank you, Jesus, for dying in my stead. I thank you for taking my sins upon you so that I don't have to go to the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. I thank you so much, Jesus, for that. And I know that the men and women that gave their lives for this country, I know that they did a wonderful thing, and I thank God for them, and I thank God for what they did for this country. But I want to say that, you know, unfortunately, they can't rise again and they can't give us eternal life. They did a great thing in fighting for us, and, you know, our country is free, and I thank God for that. But Jesus will make you even freer than that. He'll give you freedom in the spirit. He'll make you born again. He'll have you back in right relationship with God the Father. So I thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I really do thank God, because if it wasn't for Jesus, I would be doomed. I would be destined to hell. And if you're a believer, the same thing would be for you. If it wasn't for Jesus, you would be doomed and destined for hell. So I just want to take the time and just thank Jesus. I just want to thank God for even loving us so much that he would send his son to die on Calvary's cross for us, that he would send his son, that he thought so much about us. He thought so much about you. He thought so much about me, that he would send his son, that he would send his son in the likeness of sinful flesh to come and die for our sins. Hallelujah. And when you begin to sit and think about what he's done, glory to God, how he gave his life for us. Glory to God. He willingly went and he obeyed the Father, but he gave his life. He said at one point in the scripture, he said, you don't take my life. I'm laying my life down as a ransom for many. So you know this, what you think you're doing. I'm paraphrasing. But what you think you're doing, you have no power to do this. I'm letting you do this because this is the will of my Father. But if I wanted to, I could call legions right now to come and get all of y'all. But I'm doing this because the prophecies must be fulfilled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he did that thing. He did it for you. He did it for me. He did it for anybody who would believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God on his name. But like I said, tonight's broadcast is not going to be long because we know that people are out cooking out and enjoying this Memorial Day. But I didn't want to cancel the broadcast because I wanted to just give honor to God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and give honor to the Holy Spirit, because yesterday was the day of the day of Pentecost, okay? And we know the book of Acts chapter 2 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all on one accord in one place, and the Holy Spirit came in there through like a mighty rushing wind. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I tell you, yesterday, when we were at church yesterday, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit came through there like a mighty rushing wind, because we were expecting it, we were waiting for it, we wanted it, we yearned for it, and we got just what we asked for. And I thank God that we got a refilling of the Holy Ghost yesterday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got renewed. I know I did. I can speak for myself. I know I was renewed. And I thank God for what happened on yesterday. Glory to God, the day of Pentecost. And then today is Memorial Day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So my soul is very happy. And what I want to do now is I want to pray for the families who have lost loved ones. Even, you know, families are losing loved ones every day with these wars still going on, and just for whatever. And I thank God today for those men and women who are still serving in the armed forces. I had two sons in the armed forces, and they both have since gotten out of the armed forces. They were both in the Air Force, you know, and I want to give a shout out to my sons, Ryan and Christopher, because they served our country as well. And I thank God my children left out of the military with their lives. Hallelujah. But it wasn't anything that I did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I thank God for what he has done. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you right now. Father, we just want to say thank you. First, we want to say thank you, God. We just want to say thank you, Father God, for that you loved us so much. You loved us so much that you gave your only begotten son, that whoever, whosoever believes on him will not perish but have everlasting life. And I thank you today that I'm a whosoever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that all believers are whosoever's. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to thank Jesus today. Hallelujah. Jesus, I want to say thank you to you for you obeying your Father and going to the cross at Calvary and being crucified and being, you know, wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities and the chastisement of our peace being upon you, and we're healed by your stripes. I thank you for that, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming on the day of Pentecost, for coming, hallelujah, to be our comforter, to endue us with power so that we can go forth and be witnesses, hallelujah, of Jesus, so we can be witnesses of him throughout the whole world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I just want to say thank you, hallelujah, to the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I thank you on tonight. I bless your holy name. Father, I pray for the families of those who lost loved ones, Lord God, as we remember them today, Lord God, as the family members remember those who lost their lives, Lord God, in war, whatever war it was, or lost their lives in the military for whatever reason. Father, we lift those families up to you today, and we ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will comfort them, that you will heal them, especially those that recently lost loved ones, Lord God, that you will heal them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those that lost their lives in 9/11, Lord God, that disaster on 9/11. We pray for those, Lord God, because we know a lot of them are still hurting like it just happened, Lord God. But, Father, we pray for them that you will heal them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will just speak, Lord God, to those who, Lord God, who are supposed to be born again on this day, Lord God, that they will come and confess Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, that they will repent of their sins, turn away from it, Lord God, never go back to them again, Lord God, that they will accept Jesus Christ into their heart by faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and they will make their confession known, Lord God, that they are now born again. Father, I thank you and I give you praise and I give you glory for it even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for anyone listening to the broadcast right now, anybody who may be listening to the broadcast in the future, Lord God, in the archive. I pray for them, Lord God, if they don't know you, that they will come to know you, Father God. Come to know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. Come to know you through your word, Lord God, the Bible, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, I just pray for those that have known you and have backslidden, Lord God, that you will just draw them back unto you, Father God, for your word says you're married to the backslider, Lord God. And we know that you were married to Israel. Israel backslid over and over and over again, God, but you were married to them, Lord God, and you still love them. And Father, I ask today that you will bring the backslider back to you, Lord God. Those that are walking around in reprobate minds, Lord, I ask that you will draw them out of reprobation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come to know the truth, that they will begin to walk in the truth, Lord God. But you say your word says, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we know that Jesus is the truth, and there is no other way other than Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Father, I just thank you. I seal this prayer, Lord God, in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I give you all praise, glory, and honor tonight, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I don't know what else to say on this broadcast on tonight. I'm not even cooking out or anything right now, and don't intend to, especially at this late hour. However, I just want to say, you know, when we're remembering things, let's just remember what Jesus did on the cross. If you are born again and you're listening to this broadcast, would you please tell somebody about Jesus and what he did on the cross? Would you please tell somebody about Jesus and what he did and how he went to the cross at Calvary and how he did it so that we might have the right to the tree of life? You know, we're not supposed to take this thing lightly. What Jesus did, he did so that we can live again, so we can live again in eternity, so we can live again in fellowship with God the Father. He didn't just go to the cross because he didn't have anything else to do. He went to the cross for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am excited about that. He went to the cross for us. Glory to God. And see, this is a new revelation for me because I had no, you know, thought of talking about remembering Jesus like that. But it is Memorial Day, so why not remember him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why not remember him? He did so much for us. I mean, can you just sit back and think about, if you're born again, can you think about what your life would be? Can you imagine what you think your life would be if Jesus hadn't come? Can you imagine that we would all be doomed to hell? We would all be going to hell in the lake of fire. Can you imagine that? But Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. But God the Father decided, no, I didn't make hell for them. I didn't make hell for them. I made hell for the devil and his angels. That's who I made hell for. I didn't make it for my people. I didn't make it for the humans. I didn't make it for them. But because of our rebellion and our sinfulness and refusal to do what's right, hell enlarges herself every day. And unfortunately, it's many people going to go to hell. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible tells us straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to righteousness. But broad is the gate that leads to destruction. There's so many things out here today that leads to destruction. There's so many things out here that could lead us to destruction. But I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. I thank Jesus for sending back the Holy Ghost. Like my husband said yesterday when he was preaching it, we always forget about the Holy Ghost. We talk about God the Father, we talk about the Son Jesus, but we forget about the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost was sent to us so that we can have help, so that we can have power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you try to live life in righteousness on yourself, you can't do it. Hallelujah. Because this flesh, this sinful flesh, cannot please God. There is nothing in this flesh, nothing in this flesh that pleases God. Hallelujah. So he sent us his Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, hallelujah, and they were all on one accord in one place, and the Spirit of God came in that room like as a mighty rushing wind, hallelujah, and the Spirit of God sat upon them like as of tongues of cloven tongues of fire, glory to God. And I prayed and asked God, if I could experience just the presence of God like that, where he would come in and his Spirit would just sit upon me and fill me like tongues of cloven fire. Let me tell you something. Cloven tongues of fire. I don't know what happened yesterday, but I do know that I know the Holy Ghost came and refilled me yesterday. That's all I know, because that was my personal prayer. That's what I wanted. And he did it, and I don't have to wait for Pentecost for him to do that. But yesterday was a special, special day. And I just thank God that I was alive and I was able to experience what I experienced. Hallelujah. And guess what? I'm still feeling it today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hi, Drew Show. You said, I'm hoping to have someone on my show that does a show on here called The Thinking Atheist. Would love for you to do that show with me, to talk to him and talk to him about God. All right. All right. All right. All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's talk about it. We'll talk about it. Do I have your phone number? Give me a call, because we need to talk about this one. Yes. Glory to God. I'm going to give you my phone number. I'm going to put it in here. And this is my cell phone number. And you can call me on tomorrow if you can. And we can talk about it, okay? Because atheists need to be saved too. You know, the atheists need to be saved. Jesus, when he died for everybody. He didn't say, I'm going to die for the Muslim. And, you know, I'm not going to die for those, you know, that are of the you know, the Jews. I'm not just die for the Jews. He died for everybody. It said to him that believeth, to him that believeth. So we're just going to pray and pray and pray and ask God to do whatever it is he's going to do. Ask God's will to be done. I also wanted to say that in the mornings, I believe, starting on tomorrow, I'm going to be doing prayer at 5 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be doing prayer 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to be doing it not on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm going to be doing it on freeconferencecall.com, and we're going to be praying at 5 o'clock in the morning. I have to go to work at I have to leave my house at about 6:30 so I can get to work on time, because I do walk to work. Thank God for legs to walk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we're going to be in the morning praying. There's a lot of bondages. It's good to do broadcasts, but we need to pray. It's good to preach to people and teach people, but we need to pray. There's a lot of people still in bondage. There's a lot of stuff that's still going on within the body of Christ, and we need to pray. There's people in my family that I really truly want to be born again, so we need to pray. There's things that are going on in other people's lives that I know about, and we need to pray. We need to pray and just come against the attack of evil. We need to come against the enemy, because the devil is a liar, and we need to come together in unity and just begin to pray. So if you can, you can check out my Facebook page, and I do have a Blog Talk Radio page now on Facebook, so you can look me up, and we are going to be talking about praying. I'm going to be posting things on that, and we're going to be you know, dealing with prayer and, you know, praying about so many different things as the Spirit of God leads us. So look for that, and I look forward to meeting with you all again on Wednesday, if the Lord says the same. We're going to be on Wednesday. We're going to have a special guest on Wednesday, and Wednesday we're going to have a guest on Wednesday, and then we're going to have a guest on Thursday, and then we're going to have a guest on next Monday. On next Monday is going to be my husband, Bishop Gerald Scott, so he's going to be on the broadcast. And on Thursday, we're going to have an evangelist on. And Wednesday, we're going to have street evangelist Robert Jones going to be on talking about evangelism. Glory to God. So if I were you, I would tune in, because we need to evangelize and go out and do the work of the Lord, as Jesus told us to do in the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28. So if you can, please join us on Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. as we give praise and glory to God and just thank him for everything that he's doing. Okay? Thank you so, so much for tuning in. And we look forward to meeting with you and talking to you again on Wednesday as the Spirit of God leads. We thank you so much for joining us, and may you enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day. God bless you so much.